Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we talking about today, Mike?
Thought today we'd talk about how to prep for the trail as far as your health, endurance, strength, not necessarily the actual backpacking preparation, but just getting your body ready for preparation, ready for the whole thing.
Hot on the heels of you and I not being able to walk for 2 days right. After our trip 2 weeks ago right. Or whatever that was.
right.
Yeah, I know. Very timely. Turns out I'm not in as good a shape as I was last summer, and I was pretty sore after we went out last time.
Yeah, same. In my mind, I thought I was keeping up with my routine. The scale and my body did not think so. My mind thought I was in the same shape.
It's, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't even think about it before we went out this time, because you and I have been doing this for a few years.
Right.
It's like, you know, last time we went out, it was our big trip last summer. We went for 4 days. We were feeling good. So this year rolls around. We go out on the trail. I'm like, yeah, we'll be fine.
Right.
Not, it's a one nighter. We'll be fine.
Right.
Not a big
deal. Yeah.
Did zero prep for it.
Yep.
Walked funny for 2 days.
Yep. Like, okay. So did zero prep for it. And we did almost 10 miles the first day. Well, just,
I know.
You know, so.
Which I am sure for some people
that's
is not a big
not
deal.
A big deal. For us,
that's a lot.
We're not as tall as most people, so we take more steps to get to 10 miles.
Sure, that's why. Let's go with that.
We're going with that. We got little legs. But so I'm going to say something, and I'm not meaning it to sound like I'm saying we're professionals or whatever by any stretch.
Right, because we are not.
But I guess there's a reason why professional athletes have an off-season conditioning where they they keep working out in the off-season so they're ready for the next season. They're not like
right.
So
right, you're not going through these growing pains like you and I went
right,
through.
Right. Right. So yeah, so that's what I thought we would talk about is how can you, like, you know, we're in Michigan, we haven't winter camped or winter hiked yet, but if we were to want to or whatever, but like, how do we in the middle of winter while we've got, you know, 4, 6, 8 months of we can't backpack.
Yeah.
How do we keep conditioned for that?
Yeah, no, I love it. I think this is a great topic to do. I think it is something if you haven't thought about it, like here's your reminder to think about it before you go out, whether it's your first time at all, if it's your first time for the season. Whatever the scenario is, if it's been a while since you've been out on the trail, you've been a couch potato, you've been just working your office job, whatever your situation is.
Right.
Because full disclosure, I don't work out every day. Like, I don't have a gym membership. I don't have a home gym. Like, could I be in better shape? Absolutely, I could. But do I also want to be able to go hiking? Yes, I do. So, like, yeah. So I've compiled a list. I'm sure you've compiled a list of, like, different exercises you can do to kind of prep your body
so
for
sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say, before we get into our lists, let's share what we did without researching what we could do. What did you do before our first overnight trip? What did you do to prepare for getting into this from zero?
The answer that comes, like, my gut reaction to that question is, I didn't do a damn thing. It's not entirely true, but that's, like, the gut. Like, I didn't do any specific exercises. We at least did our practice
hikes.
But, yes, we went on practice hikes. So we loaded our backpacks up with, like, canned goods and a weighted blanket and all the things and strapped it on. And we went, I don't know, 4 or 5 practice hikes, I would say.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Where we would just like go out on a day trail with our packs on and do 3 to 5 miles.
Yep.
I'll be honest. Like, I wasn't doing that to condition my body so much. I was doing that to see if I could do it.
Okay. So, apparently mentality. 4 years ago, you could do it. And
I did. I managed to.
And 4 years later, now you're saying you need help doing it.
Well, okay, but like you said, we went 10 miles or close to 10 miles.
Yeah.
Like on those practice hikes, we were going 3 to 5. I think if we would went 3 to 5 miles this time,
we even stopped at like the 4.5, what we thought was right around the halfway point. We stopped, took a little bit of a break, and we were both like, I've never hit a runner's high. Actually, I did once. So I would equate it, like, say it was the equivalent of like almost a runner's high of just like, I don't know why things have gone wrong so much in the past. I don't know what, like the one time we had to like bail out or we knew our limits. Like we were talking about this. It was like, I feel great. It's 4.5 miles in. I really didn't need this break. We just figured we're halfway through the day. We might as well stop, take a little break, see some of the woods. There wasn't that scenic of a hike, but like stop. We found a spot, a little clearing. We could stop. Bugs weren't bad, so we stopped. We were
okay. Now, having said that, at 4.5 miles, at the 0.5 mile mark, I was ready to turn around and quit.
yeah, hadn't quite warmed the body up. We both even mentioned when we got to camp too, or like we didn't stretch. Like we just preached on a previous episode. Make sure you stretch beforehand. Get plenty of fluids beforehand. Like all that stuff. Did none of that. Like, I don't...
No, we were a little overambitious. We were just let's go.
So, do as we say, not as we do, I guess, because we don't even listen to us, but... So, the one thing that I did that I still stand by, and I didn't even get it out this winter when I was taking the dogs for walks in the wintertime, was I bought a weighted vest, like a workout vest.
You did. Yeah, I never went that far. But yeah, that's right. You did do that before you went out on the first time.
It's 20 pounds. It's not as heavy as what most of our trips are with the full weight of our backpacks. But it's at least a little extra to keep you kind of going in the wintertime. And I'll tell you what, even just walking with that little 20 pounds in the neighborhood where I don't have hills or anything like that, it gets your heart rate up a lot more than just walking as it is. So... It's
well, and speaking of walking the dogs, like even, you know, go back to when we first started, I was in much better shape than I am now. Like I was in pretty good shape at the time, but I walked pretty regularly. Like I was walking the dogs all the time. I was using the elliptical machine. We're fortunate enough to have an elliptical machine at our house. Like I was doing that 3 or 4 times a week. Full disclosure, I have kind of fallen off of that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a bit of a couch potato now.
I was running regular 5Ks and a couple of 10Ks a year, and I haven't run a single 5K this year, and I don't know if I could right now.
Right.
Like that.
I mean, I probably could run a 5K if there was somebody chasing me, but...
Right. And well, yeah, I could run one. It's just I might either need to be hospitalized after, or it's going to take me 3 hours.
Right.
It's not going to be a half hour ordeal.
But so anyway, having said all that, that kind of leads into, like, what are some things that we either could be or should be doing?
Right.
To, because we don't, you and I, and probably the people that are listening to this podcast, we're not an every weekend hiker, right?
Right.
So we're a couple times a year hiker.
Right.
We probably should be doing more things before we go out so that we don't wind up in the situation that we wound up in this last weekend where you're done and now you're miserable for 2 days. Like, still had a great time. Loved every minute we were out on the trail. But the day following getting back and then the following day at work, I mean, people were making fun of me at work.
Right.
Because it's like, what do you...
Fortunately, I was able to work from home those 2 days, so I wasn't getting made fun of by anybody, but I was not moving quickly. But the other thing on that is like, okay, we made it out of the woods and we were uncomfortable for 2 days. You don't get in the situation where you're so out of shape that you can't even get out of the woods. Like...
Right.
You know, so like there's that whole aspect too. Like, you want to be in good enough shape to where you don't just go out there and end up just lost, or not lost, but like you can't finish. So,
well, or let me put that a little bit different way, because I don't want people to think that you have to be in great shape to go hiking. Because, like, I don't think you do have to be in great shape to go hiking. I do think you need to know your limits.
Yep.
So if you're a true couch potato, not in great shape, not in shape enough where you could, okay, let me put it this way. If you couldn't walk a mile without your backpack on, don't think you can walk 5 miles with a backpack
on. Well, yeah, yeah. Definitely know your limits.
So plan your route, you know, like plan your route accordingly. You can still go out and have a good time, still have a lot of fun. But know your limits. Like, just know it is going to be exponentially harder with a backpack on than it is just walking on the road. You're going to be on uneven terrain. You're going to be trekking through foliage or fields or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it is harder just to walk through these trails and then add a backpack on top of that and all your gear and all that sort of stuff. So just know what your general fitness level is and plan your hike accordingly.
Yeah, and well, and start small. Like, we did not start small, and I look back at that, and we did our practice hikes, but at the same time, we went in the mountain. Like, I don't know if that was the best choice. I had a great time, but
I had a great time, and everything went well. So, I mean, I can't say don't do what we did, because
it worked out, and I kind of really want to go back. But
I for sure think we were overconfident about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I almost think you need a little bit of overconfidence or else I don't know if you will go do it. You know what I mean?
Right. So I guess on that, instead of like what we did wrong and what we have done in the past, what should we be doing so that our upcoming August trip, and, you know, we might do one in July. There's no saying we won't, but like our next trip, what's stopping us from feeling like we did on our next trip?
Well, I think first and foremost, just getting out and walking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to stop being a couch potato. And I need to get out and actually walk. Like, I need to do some distance walks.
Yep.
Like, at least a mile.
Even if it's just mowing your lawn.
Even if it's just mowing your lawn.
Get your hips moving.
I don't care if it's on a treadmill. I don't care if it's down the street, up to the corner and back. Whatever your, you know, wherever you live, whatever your options are. I think that's the best workout, is at least get up and walk and see how far can you walk without anything on you.
Yep.
Or like you said, get a weighted vest. I don't think you spent a ton of money on that weighted vest. There's lots of options online.
I think it was like $30 on Amazon or something, yeah.
See if you can walk a few miles with a weighted vest on. Oh, and or
mine, so I said it's 20 pounds. That's fully loaded. They come with these little one-pound sandbags. So you can start with it, just the vest, and then you can add 1 pound at a time if you want to. So,
or if you don't want to do that, most people, I'm not saying everybody, but most people have a backpack around your house.
Right.
Get a backpack, like just like a JanSport backpack. Yep. Get a backpack, put a couple of books in it, put a couple of cans of soup in it, put a
grab crap from around your house that you don't mind putting shoving in a backpack and just shove it in the backpack. Blankets aren't the lightest thing in the world. So like just grab stuff and put it in there.
Yeah. So I mean I think that's the simplest, and out of all the exercises that I'm going to mention, that is probably like the most accessible one to do, because anybody can go for a walk. I mean,
basic and the easiest one that anybody can do. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say anybody, because clearly there's people that can't walk.
Well, right. Yeah. So,
you know, the majority of people, if you're trying to go on a hike,
right,
you should be able to go for a walk. So that's the top of my list.
Yeah.
I kind of have a twofer to go with it. So do you mind if I do another one?
Go for it.
Like glob right onto it. So the other one that I would do in conjunction with walking, or as an alternative to walking or hand in hand with walking, is stair climbing.
Yep. I have that on my list.
So one thing that I do make sure to do in my personal life is whenever I can, I try to take the stairs. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm not going up 30 floors.
Right.
I'm taking the elevator if it's 30 floors, to be honest with you. But as much as I can, I do some stairs, both up and down, because that's different muscles.
Yep.
So kind of builds up your, I guess I don't know what those muscles are called, but like your thighs and your butt and your knees, and, you know, stairs are just good for your muscles.
I was going to say traps, but I think that's upper body.
I think traps are upper body.
I don't know. I know glutes is your butt. Yeah,
do some stair climbing. Go to your local high school and walk up and down the bleachers a couple of times. To your, you know, wherever you've got some stairs. I have stairs. My washing machine is in the basement. Walk up and down the stairs a few times every day.
Even if you don't have, like, not everybody's going to have access. I mean, most people would have access to stairs. Even if you don't, though, like, you're going to have access to some kind of a small hill or something. And even if you get an incline, if you can walk up that hill, even if it's a 10-foot little, you just go up 10 feet, walk down, like just keep repeating that hill, and that'll build your calves, build your legs up to going up and downhill. Like Sean said, you know, they are different muscles. So, and then,
I mean, I've mentioned it in previous episodes, like I have knee problems.
Yeah.
I just do.
Yep.
Building up that muscle around your knee to help stabilize your knee, it's going to help prevent injury of your knee, but also it's going to build up all those muscles to help you walking up and down hills when you're out on the trail.
Yep. One that I mentioned a little bit before, and I need to really get back into this, is I would go for, you know, like I said, I used to run 5Ks and 10Ks, things like that. I really think that helps with leg strength. It's going to help with your endurance overall, as well as your lung capacity too. You're breathing deeper, you're doing things like that. So I think that really helps with a lot of that. So I like running. I'm weird. So
I fucking hate running. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Like, I love the idea of running, and in my head, I'm always like, oh, I could be a runner. Like, that's something I could get into. I fucking hate running.
I don't know why. It clears my head. I never thought – I used to laugh at people that ran, because I was just like, where are you going? Like, what? Where are you going? What are you doing? Like, now I'm the guy that we go set up camp, and then in the morning, I'm the guy that goes for a run, and I'm – waking up the tent campers that are hung over because I've got to go for my morning jog. So
I was that guy once upon a time.
Yeah.
I mean, I ran cross country in high school many, many, many years ago. You and I have done some of those mud runs together. Like the fun.
Oh, I do miss
obstacle course things.
The Tough Mudder, greatest accomplishment. Not greatest, but it's up there.
Pretty good. You feel good when you're done with that. You and I did that. That's the thing. I mean, we have done running things. I would like to be a runner. I just fucking hate it.
I know. I
just hate it.
And then one other thing, since you got to piggyback, I'll piggyback on cycling. Is something that keeps your hips moving. it's low impact. So if you need that, like an in-between day from your walking or your jogging or stairs or whatever, it's low impact on your legs, but it can still get your heart rate and you're get your cardio going a little bit. So that's something.
So maybe we can lump all of those together. Like everything you said, everything I said, some sort of cardio,
Yeah.
Right. Like not only do you want to build some muscle strength in some of these parts of your bodies, but really lung capacity, heart,
yep,
all that, like
overall cardio, endurance and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was in my notes as cardio. So, okay. Yeah. So I am really happy that that is what came up in that category, because when we first got going with this, that is what I was doing. And I never felt the way we did after a trip that we did this past time. So we were doing something right.
Yeah.
Like, and then it got away from us not necessarily knowing we were doing something right. We stopped doing those right things, went out onto the trail and paid for it for a couple of days. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like my cardio fitness, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor and I'm certainly not a personal trainer or anything like that, but like, I feel like my cardio fitness is pretty decent.
Yeah.
Well, when we were out this couple weekends ago, when we did our quote unquote live episode or whatever we're calling that from the trail episode, I never felt like I had a hard time breathing. I never felt out of breath. I never felt cardio tired when we were out there. I definitely had muscle tired, but I never had like cardio. What I think of when I think of cardio, like I wasn't breathing overly hard. I didn't feel like my heart was pounding super bad. I felt like I'm pretty good in that area.
I felt more fatigued in that area than I ever have.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But also, like, again, like this past winter, like we got rid of our elliptical in hopes of getting a treadmill, and that just never hasn't panned out. Unfortunate financial situation stuff.
Yeah,
never panned out. That's still in the plans. I will personally get a lot more use out of a treadmill than I will the elliptical. And I feel like it's going to be better for me overall, but, we got rid of that elliptical a little preemptively.
Yeah.
And so like,
well, you got rid of it and then things came up unexpectedly, right? And so, you know, life happens.
And it's Michigan. You can't always walk on the sidewalks in Michigan in the wintertime. Right. So yeah. So
we need to get into snowshoeing. I really want to do snowshoeing. Like, I know you want to go hiking. I don't necessarily want to go hiking in the winter, but like, I do feel like snowshoeing would be fun.
Would you go hiking with snowshoes in the winter?
No, I don't want to sleep outside in the winter. That is subject to change. You maybe could convince me to go, but like, I just don't feel like I want to go be that cold. I could go be that cold for a couple hours. I don't know if I want to sleep out in the cold. You do not
follow the right people on TikTok or YouTube or any of that stuff. I've seen so many winter shelters and so many tents that like have like they have little chimneys and you have like a little wood burning stove for heat and all that stuff.
Right. I know you. You are not building one of those snow caves and putting a little furnace in it for the night. You're not doing it.
No, it would have to be like a week.
You, Mike, are not doing it.
I feel
you sent me that TikTok. I know exactly what one you're talking about. You ain't doing that.
That's not
you
the one I'm talking about. I'm not talking there. About that one. Talking about a little teepee type shelter that's got a little chimney that goes through it, and
you ain't carrying all that out there. I'm telling you ain't doing it.
Other people do.
That's a different story. Anyway,
I feel verbally
back to
abused.
The treadmill thing though. Like, you know me, I like to walk.
Yeah,
I feel like I need a treadmill because like I would walk all winter long. I like walking. Yeah. I don't like running. I do like walking.
Right. So regardless, like keep your legs moving is kind of the cardio point of that is like, and just part of your overall health too, is keep your legs moving, build your hip strength and your hip stability. And then you, you know, get your cycling and all that kind of stuff in there. So, I think we've beaten cardio,
death. And something you mentioned right there kind of leads into the next thing I had on my list. Okay. So, one of the really good exercises that you will see over and over, no matter where you look on the internet, for like how to build up strength or leg strength for hiking is squats. Mm-hmm. I do not have a bunch of home gym equipment. You do not have a bunch of home gym equipment. I don't expect a bunch of people to go out and get a bunch of home gym equipment.
Right.
Or a gym membership or anything like that. Squats, you can do body weight mm-hmm. squats. You don't even have to have any hand weights or anything mm-hmm. like that. You can just do regular old squats with your body weight. I'm assuming everybody knows what a squat is, but it's that workout where you basically stand there and then you kind of squat down like you're about to sit on a chair and stand back up. That is good for your thighs. It's good for your butt. It's good for your knees. It's good for like all of the muscles that you use.
Well,
not all the muscles, the big hiking muscles.
It's not listed in my notes, but they are decent for core strength too. Especially I do squats with some of the workouts. I'm getting back into some of the workouts. Some of the squats we do is we hold a weight like they, right. If you don't have a 5 pound weight or whatever, go to your
can of soup,
go to your kitchen cabinet, grab 4 plates or whatever, and just hold them out in front of you and squat down. Right. But holding, just adding that weight out in front of you, it's a great core, and you need a decently strong core for backpacking too. So,
So it's good for your core. It's also good for your balance.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
So, you know, you gotta, as you're doing all that, you're using all the muscles to stabilize, like you said, you're using your core, but you're using all of your stabilizer muscles too. So it helps. Squats are a great one.
Yeah.
And I say that as somebody with known knee problems, mm-hmm. squats are hard. Like, but doing them builds up some of those support muscles that support your knees, like we were saying earlier, which makes, I'm not going to say it gets rid of your knee problems, and everybody, Lord knows there's a million knee problems out there, so my knee problems are probably not your knee problems and all that sort of stuff. Right. So listen to your doctor, whatever your doctor says to you. But if you are physically capable of doing squats, excellent exercise to get ready for hiking.
And you don't even need to do a full squat. Go as deep as your body will allow, and you can build that up to where you can squat lower. If you can only squat like a couple of inches, do that. That's still a workout. Yeah. That's still working your legs and your core and your everything.
So. Well, and there's ways to do like assisted squats with like a chair next to you and stuff to hang on to. Like there's ways to do them if we're totally not out of shape.
We're not the fitness experts. We can tell you the things that we've researched that are supposed to help with getting you ready to go on the trail. I would do your own research. it always comes back to that. But so if we mention an exercise, you don't know what it is, look it up, see if it's something that you're capable of doing. If it's something you're capable of doing or even a variation of it.
Yeah.
Then that's a good way to start prepping. And if you have to, if you start with a variation, see if you can work to the full thing. If you can, great. If you can't, that's knowing your limits. So,
And ultimately, you know, don't just listen to the internet either.
Well,
listen to your doctor. Yeah. If you've got a doctor directing you not to do certain things or whatever, like Mike and I are not giving you medical advice here. Follow your physician's directions before you follow ours.
These random guys on the internet told me to do this.
Right.
To go along with squats, another good one is going to be lunges.
Aye, that's the next one on my list.
That's really going to do core and balance along with your legs, just because you're now, instead of going straight up and down, you're moving forward or back. With at least one leg, you can do the walking lunges. You can do, there's so many different variations, that will help with a lot of things. And then I'm just going to skip right ahead of you because you get to one of my favorites is calf raises.
Let's talk about lunges.
Sorry. Go ahead. I was just kind of
breezing right past lunges. Jeez.
So sorry.
My thoughts on lunges. in addition to everything that you said,
I hate them. That's why I wanted to get past them. I hate them too.
Look, I hate me some lunges, but I really feel like lunges help with my ankles. Like, I really feel like they help with like your, you know, I talked in about with squats and stuff, like those stabilizer muscles. I wouldn't say there's a lot of exercise that I do that is good with helping me stabilize my ankles, but I do feel like lunges do that because you're taking that step and you're squatting down and all that sort of stuff. And the last thing you want when you're out on the trail is to roll an ankle or something and really injure yourself. So that's one of the reasons that I really do think lunges are probably one of the better exercises to do.
Yeah.
And again, you don't need any special equipment to do it. Like that's one of the reasons I really like those
two. And it mimics like taking a step forward or a step back. It gets your legs moving more than just squatting up and down. You're moving forward, planting a foot. Like it kind of builds all of that stability and all of that. So
stability and flexibility. Yep. Like even in your, like the part of me that usually hurts is, I guess I don't know what you call it, but like the top of my leg bone where it goes into my hip, like whatever muscle that is.
I never learned that song. I just learned the leg bones connected.
I know.
To
I don't know what that muscle is called, but like I feel like lunges really help with that because that is one of the muscles that usually when I'm out on the trail, that muscle really starts to bother me more than anyone else does.
Mine was my side hips this last time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like on the side, like outside of where you're.
Yeah.
No. Like on the outside, like where your, if your hand is hanging down to your side. Like that muscle, whatever, right there where you're.
I'm gonna be wrong here, but I'm gonna call that the obliques.
Could be. Couldn't tell you. No clue. Probably could look it up.
Probably could.
Probably should have.
Probably. Hey, we're not doing the research. We're telling them to do their own research.
There you go. Do your own research. Right. All right. Now you can move on to your next one.
So I don't know why these are my favorite, but I love me some calf raises. I even do calf dips.
Oh, you and your sexy calves.
I do calf dips on the stairs. So a calf raise is basically just standing on your tiptoes in place and lowering down to your heels and then back up. Like kind of repeat that over and over and over. And then like getting to the point where you can hold up on your toes for a while. It just really works the calves. Gets the flexibility in your toes, gets your toes moving, all that kind of stuff. The calf dips is the same kind of thing, just going on a decline from a stair position. You're not necessarily going up on your tippy toes, but you're going lower. And haven't really figured out what muscle that works, but it feels good. And I don't know why I love those. Everybody hates those. But if I grab a 5-pound weight or a 10-pound weight and I start doing those, I feel like that's the best leg day ever.
Okay. Sure.
So I don't know. I love calf raises for some reason. So
yeah, I mean, for sure you're using your calves out on the trail. I think those are probably also good for your ankles, I would imagine, with that like stability. You're getting up on your tiptoes, so I imagine there's balance, things that goes into that.
And we both bitched about our toes hurting on this last trip.
Oh, my toes hurt so bad last time.
Especially my big toe.
Yeah.
And it's on the foot where my big toe normally doesn't hurt. I know I have arthritis in the one. Didn't realize I had it in the other one, but it was the same pain in the other one. So I'm like, okay, so I'm not doing my calf raises, which I normally do. So I'm like, okay.
Okay. So I don't think that's arthritis then. I think that's just weak toes.
No, if you had my childhood, I've had injuries.
Okay. Okay. We'll leave it at that. I don't need to know about your foot problem.
It's arthritis.
Okay.
So, and then, I guess, to piggyback on one thing in the cardio with Sean saying, you know, the step or the stairs and the hills and things like that, the step ups, is another good one too.
I know, you know, I thought about putting step ups on my list, but I thought stairs kind of covered that. Like I know step ups, you can do a lot bigger than a stair.
Yep.
Right? Like, you could have it, like, be a real high step up.
Well, I guess you could just take your stairs two at a time instead of one at a time, or...
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I kind of feel like... I mean, is that a good workout? For sure. I didn't put it separate on my list, because it's like, well, I think stairs kind of mostly...
You and I are on camera here. I can kind of demonstrate with you, but, like, when I was in physical therapy for an injury... They had me doing step-ups, and you get up on the step, and then you just kind of boost your other leg up, like kind of get that extra mobility. So when you're going upstairs, you're just kind of walking.
So, like, so you're stepping just, up and then still swinging your other leg up.
You're swinging your other leg up. So
okay.
So it gets your heart rate going a little bit, plus you're doing stairs. I don't know. All of these exercises are not going to be for everybody, but they're...
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying don't, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying, like, I almost feel like some of these other exercises do similar things. So pick which one you like more, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And again, do your research. Figure out what your body needs. Like, you could have the best cardiovascular health and you run 10 miles a day or whatever, but you need a little bit... more in the arms, or you need more back stability or something. Figure out a workout that works for that. These are just ideas that will potentially help. So,
I guess if I just, I know you kind of added on there, but I'll go back one for a minute. I mean, we were talking about favorite workouts, right?
Okay.
So if your favorite workout is calf workouts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my that's my leg exercise favorite.
Yeah, okay. Which is weird, but okay. So I would say, and maybe this should have went back in the cardio section. I don't know where this one falls, but so my favorite workout has been ever since I was in elementary school. I don't know why. I'm a weirdo. Mountain climbers.
Oh, fuck you and your mountain climbers. I thought you were going to say...
I love a mountain climber.
I thought you were going to say arm circles.
No. No, fuck arm circles. No, mountain climbers. I love a mountain climber.
No.
I
hate mountain climbers.
So, for anyone that doesn't know what a mountain climber is, or if it's called something else wherever you live, a mountain climber is, you kind of get down, it's almost like you were doing a push-up. Like
you get into a high plank.
Is that what that's called, is a high plank? Like, you're on your hands, not your elbows or whatever, your hands with your feet out behind you.
Yep.
And then you, like, you kind of do like a weird hop thing and bring one leg up, and then a weird hop thing and bring the other leg up.
It's almost like you're jogging in a plank position.
You're jogging in a plank position. There you go. Love that.
I hate those.
That's my favorite.
I hate them.
Why?
Because I don't want to do a plank to begin with, and then now I got to run? No.
See, the funny thing is, I hate planks, and I don't feel like these are like a plank.
Yeah, they're exactly a plank, but then you're throwing leg movements in it.
I just feel like for me, and I don't know if this is the point of mountain climbers or not, but like I feel for me, they really help with my core strength and my balance, and like I feel like they're like a good all in one workout for me. Like I can do everything all at one time.
It's exactly what they're for.
Is that what it's for? Yes. Okay, well, that's what I feel. Okay, good. Well, that's what it feels like when I'm doing
them. So I'm doing them right.
Right. I mean, they suck. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's why I hate them.
All exercising sucks.
They are effective, but I hate them. That's probably my least
favorite.
That's
a good word. They're effective.
They're effective. Those and burpees, man, are the worst.
What's a burpee?
That's
burpee is the one where you stand up, right?
You jump up in the air, and then you do out, do a push, jump up,
I'm not doing those. Yeah. I don't even have those on my list because I forgot that even was a thing. I'm not doing that.
That didn't show up on my search of great exercises for hiking. So everybody listening is no longer needing to do burpees.
Right.
So.
So what are you thought I was going to say arm circles? Tell why?
Well, just because you were going with what your favorite workout is.
Well, no, but like what? Tell me what.
Well, I guess just because you don't like to work out, so I just thought
you're talking arm circles where you hang your arms out to the sides and make them make a circle.
Yeah, you just make a circle. No ending. So I was just joking because you said you don't like to work out. And that's like the easy shoulder workout.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
So, but if you want
to... I mean, I do feel like you should do stuff for shoulder workouts. I mean, we've been talking very leg heavy and core heavy.
Yep. Well,
I feel like
shoulder circles wouldn't be. I mean, it does get the blood moving and it gets some mobility in your shoulders. If you've got stiff shoulders, I know both of mine, if I get to a certain point, they both pop and crack.
I feel like that's just because I'm getting old. Mine do the same thing, but I
might have done it for years. But yeah, it could be. But you have to lift your backpack. And that's not all leg. Like, you have to get it on your shoulders. You have to.
That's true.
So you do have to have some upper body strength to do that. So it's not the worst thing in the world. If you're going to do a mountain climber, like Sean says, I would just do planks. But if you're going to be in that position, do a push-up. That adds some shoulder strength. That will add some chest strength. Tricep strength, overall arm strength that you can use out on the trail. And if you ever get to the point where you want to, throw your backpack on and do some push-ups. And then you, if you fall down like I did last trip, you can push yourself back up.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I guess that's a good reason to do it. I mean, yeah, I do think I do think push-ups and or planks and or both. I mean,
right.
You know, back to core strength and balance and all that sort of stuff. Whatever the reason, you know, either or both, add those into your workout routine. I think those are all good standard exercises. That certainly will not hurt.
Right.
Like you were saying, you're going to swing this backpack onto you and off you a couple of times a day. I don't really focus on anything arm specific. Like, I'm not saying you got to have huge biceps. I'm not saying you got to have huge whatever. You do got to be able to pick up your pack and get it on, or have somebody help you do that. So it probably wouldn't hurt to at least just practice picking it up and putting it on.
Well,
I don't know as though you need any specific exercises to do that, but at least make sure you're able to do that.
Well, and make sure you can do it empty, and then definitely make sure you can do it full. Because there's a big difference, and especially after 3 days of doing it, it does get a little bit lighter after 3 days, but you're also not the same person that you were 3 days ago. Like, you're a little weaker.
Ain't the truth.
You haven't eaten all of the calories you normally would have. So you're probably a little bit more fatigued after 3 days. So make sure you can lift the damn thing. One that I have that I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but a Russian twist.
Never heard of it.
I believe, I could have looked this up, but I believe it is one that you start side to side and then you add like bends. It really works your side abs and your front abs and things like that for core strength. I think you do it with a wider stance and you like touch toes and like all that kind of stuff.
It's like that thing where like you're kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. For people that are listening, it's like
picture the Russian dance, like the
hey. Yeah,
but like you're standing still, and then you're basically swinging your arms from, like your right arm goes from way up over your right shoulder all the way down to your left toe. So like you're really swinging, you're getting your core mobility and strength going.
Same concept. I guess the alternative that I have to that, but it's kind of the same concept, is I was going to say basically every type of crunch you could do. Side crunches, front crunches, I don't know what reverse crunches are called, where you lift. Yeah, like something to do like your side abs, your front abs. I don't think they're called abs on your back, but whatever that muscle on your back is called.
Obliques, that's your side ab.
Okay, sure.
I said that earlier. That's not what I was thinking of earlier with the hips. Okay.
But sorry. Like, I mean, because ultimately, you want that strength around your abs to be able to support your backpack shifting around as you're on this uneven terrain.
Right.
Well, you know, whatever you can do to help build those.
I used to think that core strength was just your abs. That's all I thought.
I did too.
And it is so much more than just your belly. It's your hips, it's your leg, it's
the core.
Right? I can't think of a better word.
It's the name.
So, but that is the key to overall the key to the strength in the body is,
yeah,
you know, like that's I guess where I'm trying to go with it, is that if you build these other things, you're also going to be working your core, but right, if you focus on your core, you're going to have a hell of a lot easier time building the rest of those things.
Well, and I could see people being under the misconception, because I certainly was before I started, that the only muscles you really need to worry about are your legs, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you think of hiking, you think, well, I'm going to be walking really far, I'm going to be walking up this or walking down that. And so I could see people thinking legs are the only thing, I'm going to say the only thing that's important, but like those are the muscles you're using for hiking. And as you and I have learned over the last few years, it is so much more than just your legs. Now, again, you could go out as a brand newbie, not having done any of these exercises. You could do it. You could be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk like a duck for a couple of days when you get back. I'm not saying anybody's got to do any of this. Like, you don't have to make this like rigorous exercising routine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before you go.
It helps.
But if you want to be in good shape and not walk like a duck when you get back, these are some exercises that could probably help with that.
Yeah. I would say, like, you don't have to listen. Obviously, don't listen to us. You don't have to. I mean, we hope you do. We hope you enjoy this podcast and you're listening and all that stuff. But, like, if it sounds like garbage and you're just like, I just want to throw my backpack on and go out in the woods and everything, by all means, you know your body better than we know your body. We know what our body is, and we learned a lot over this last trip that we just did about our own bodies. That I have started my workout program again because I didn't want to feel like that again. So that's where this idea came about, was just like, I didn't want to feel like that again after the trail.
Yeah.
We mentioned it before and a little bit this morning, earlier in the podcast, but stretching, not even just before you go, but doing some daily stretches here and there, things like that. That's going to go a long way to just make sure your flexibility is better. It's going to go a long way out on the trail. I was always a naysayer about yoga. I actually enjoy it. flexibility has increased since I started doing some yoga and things like that. So give that a try. It is a very low impact, doesn't take a lot of energy, and you feel great when you're done. And then just anything that you can do to help with your balance too, because there's a lot of uneven terrain out there, is going to be very beneficial. Just your overall being able to stay upright, because I did not do that last time.
Yeah.
So that's what I have. That was kind of my last, my closing, those are my closing arguments.
So, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
If anybody has any other exercises that you do to get ready to go out on the trail that we haven't mentioned here, or if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, as always, you can email us at seanmikehike@gmail.com. We're on all the major socials at seanmikehike. Wherever you're listening to this, if you're enjoying this podcast, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It certainly does help get the word out about this podcast, so we would certainly appreciate it. And aside from that, go take a hike, Mike.
Yeah, go take a hike, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks, guys.